It's 9:30 in 716.
This is going to be big, really big.
The first thing the mayor said to me when I told him about this festival is there won't be any duck involved, will there?
Nope. The tall ships are coming to the Buffalo waterfront.
Our projection, based on what other host ports have done in the Great Lakes, is at least 125,000 people for this festival and an economic impact locally of $6 to $8 million.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 and 716. All the planning, all the work, it's about to pay off, and the Buffalo waterfront will be transformed into the past as a fleet of tall ships will be docked along the waterfront for the Independence Day holiday and more.
These ships do come into the Great Lakes every 3 years.
But Port of Call organizer Mike Vogel and Stacy Vogel from the Buffalo Lighthouse Association say the number of ships will be impressive.
In the past, we've gotten one or two of them on the way back out, but we're bringing in, we have a fleet of 12. It's the second largest fleet in this year's cycle of the Great Lakes Challenge.
I know we've seen a few of these ships before, but not all of them.
Not at all, and some of these are coming from as far away as the South Pacific and Spain. So we will have the largest ships you can get through the St. Lawrence into the Great Lakes, and we'll have a really spectacular fleet.
Yeah, hopefully sails flying.
Yeah, and now they're not, you know, just come, you know, staggering their entrance. They're all coming in together, right?
We open this on the 4th of July with a parade of sail. Some of the U.S. flag ships will actually stop at the dock beforehand to pick up passengers, but we'll muster them out in the lake at 2:30 that afternoon, and bring them in the south entrance to the harbor and have them a parade of sail all the way up the Outer Harbor, all along what is now the Outer Harbor Parkway, Furman Boulevard, and then off the 1833 Lighthouse. Stacy will be running that site, and we will be exchanging cannon salutes with the ships, and they will then disperse into their three docking areas.
And what are the three docking areas, if we can?
We'll have our own flagship, Spirit of Buffalo, and three of the tall ships at Canalside. And then the three largest ships will be up against the seawall between what we're calling the River Walk. It's technically known as the Erie Street Dock, between the Naval Park and the Miss Buffalo cruise dock.
I was going to say the Miss Buffalo is docked there, and so is the Moon Dance, right?
Right.
Okay.
They'll be between those two, between the cruise boats and the Naval Park. And then five of the smaller ships, small being 75 to 105 feet, will be out at the tip of the Erie Basin Marina.
Okay, so three locations to catch these, and people can board them. They can even make a reservation to go out for a sail on some of them, too, right?
Three of the vessels will be sailaways. We'll have sails moving on the water throughout this event, and the rest are tour attraction boats, and people can board them. It's a $20 ticket with some discounts.
Well, let's talk, if we can, about Thursday, 4th of July, the crowds that will be coming into the waterfront to watch this. Where's the best vantage point?
Well, if the weather is good enough and the thunderstorms hold off, anywhere along the Outer Harbor would be a great place to watch the parade of sail. The Lighthouse Point would be the closest you can get to the ships as they approach their docks, and we do the ceremonial stuff off the 1833 Lighthouse. So that would be a good place too. If there is a weather shortening, we'll just bring the ships directly in the north entrance. So the Outer Harbor would not get that view, but hopefully we're going to have great weather.
Yeah, so pay attention to the weather on Thursday, and actually from Thursday through Sunday, too, with just coming down to there as well. What, Stacey, is happening at the Lighthouse during this festival?
The Lighthouse is, in my opinion, the best place to see the parade of sail, because all of the ships will sail past the 1833 Lighthouse. We have two full-size cannon, one from Fort Niagara, graciously extending to us, because basically they have their huge festival going on too. So they're bringing in a cannon, then they got to immediately leave after they fire away, and then we have the Civil War reenactors, the Reynolds batteries coming with the full, and we had to get that through Coast Guard security. So they're going to shoot off a bunch of salutes. Every ship that goes by will get saluted. We have the Buffalo Niagara Concert Band. They're going to 50-piece plus band. They're coming. They're going to have a serenade, and every ship has a specific piece of music they're going to play at the Lighthouse. So you'll get to do all this stuff right there at Lighthouse Point, and we're opening 9 o'clock in the morning. We have a shuttle bus going, too, also to accommodate to accommodate the people, because we expect huge traffic.
Because you can't really drive right to the lighthouse,
well,
right?
Well, you can, but you can't stop there, because parking's along Furman Boulevard, as we always have, and then the Outer Harbor, I guess, ECHDC, which Mike's now on the board of, I guess they're having parking further out, but that's why my cousin Zola's limousine graciously extended use of their limo. We're paying for it, but they'll bring people right to the lighthouse gate and the bike ferry, which is right there, too.
So that's really a prime spot.
Actually, it is, yes. And we're also having Civil War reenactors doing reenactment. I mean, it's going to be a big deal. We have food. We have a barbecue. We have roast beef sandwiches. So you can eat there, bring your own chairs. But it's going to be huge. And it's at the lighthouse. And then, of course, the brilliant other ship landings at the other docks are a great thing, too, because you can see them right there, right in front of you.
Yeah, but no matter what the weather is on Thursday, if you're at that north entrance, you'll see it, because
absolutely,
either they come through the south entrance or not. They have to go by the lighthouse no matter what.
Absolutely.
True. And the docking areas will be places where you can actually watch some of the ships come in. Our whole plan for the 4th of July is to get the ships in, docked, and secured by 6 p.m. so we can get out of the way of the normal canal side 4th of July festivities.
All right. So
and then our festival will open the next morning.
Mike, from a boater's perspective, I'm a boater, and a lot of boaters are reading lots of information, wondering what kind of access they're going to have or restrictions they're going to have starting on Thursday. What can you tell them?
Well, the last thing we want to do is interfere with boaters on the 4th of July, which is a big day for boating in this area. I'm a sailor myself. And we are not closing down any of the waterways. There will be temporary restrictions for safety, because we're moving large ships. We are designated as a marine event of national significance, which requires a great deal of security and planning. And we've done tabletop exercises for every scenario you might want to imagine. For the parade of sail, there will be a moving safety zone around the vessels. Nobody will be allowed within 100 yards of the hulls. There'll be a cordon of law enforcement vessels, the blue light vessels around them, and then some escort fleets beyond them from the yacht clubs and the boating organizations, the sailing clubs in this area that have wanted to be involved in this. And then beyond that, the spectator fleet. We'll keep a lane open for people to get in and out of what I will call the small boat harbor until the day I die.
Now Safe Harbor Marina, right?
Yes, exactly. Thank you for the official title. And there probably will be some temporary restrictions in the turning basin off of Canal Side while the ships are actually docking. But, it'll take maybe an hour and a half for the parade to pass any one point. And after they're through, the waterways are completely open again.
Okay, so really we're looking at a small window where there are these temporary
and a moving
restrictions.
One. So at any point in time, depending on where you are on the water, there may be some safety exclusion zones. When the ships are docked, there's a 25-yard safety zone around them. And that includes kayaks and paddle boats and everything else. You're really not allowed to get close to the hull. And the other restriction that some people may be interested in knowing is that the FAA has restricted the airspace temporarily, which means no drones. There's only one waiver out there. And so you probably, if you see more than one drone in the air, it's illegal, and whoever is doing that might face some problems.
Okay. All right. Good to know there. I think it's no surprise that there would be kind of a perimeter around all these ships.
For everybody's safety. As well.
Right.
Boater safety.
Right. And I'm sure Buffalo Police and the Sheriff's Department, Coast Guard will all be out enforcing that as well.
Coast Guard is the lead agency. We have more than 20 law enforcement agencies involved in this security zone planning and execution.
Okay. So the biggest restriction, though, would be Thursday, the day they arrive.
Correct.
Let me just say two words. The duck. You must remember the duck. I think it was from 2016. Is this going to be in any way like the duck?
The first thing the mayor said to me when I told him about this festival is there won't be any duck involved, will there? that actually was something we took into consideration, because Canal Side's metrics say that 99,000 people came down that weekend for the duck. Our projection, based on what other host ports have done in the Great Lakes, is at least 125,000 people for this festival and an economic impact locally of $6 to $8 million. So being aware of the duck, we had a lot of transportation planning to go into this. Kim Reynolds, is our transportation chair, did an amazing job putting together an interactive map that's on our website, identifies 14,000 parking spots in the downtown waterfront area or along the free portion of the light rail rapid transit line. You can go on there and call up Uber and Lyft drop-off zones. You can call up bicycle parking stations. You can call up the 14,000 parking spaces that are available in that area. I would hope that nobody even tries to drive directly to Canal Side because of construction down there and the fact that some roads would be closed. A portion of Marine Drive between the Naval Park and the apartment buildings and part of Erie Street be restricted access to slipholders and residents, basically. So most of the parking is on the east side around the hockey arena, so try that. And we are really encouraging people to do rail to sail. There are large parking lots, free parking lots, the NFTA has along the subway route, and they have a really easy token buying online application now that you can do to just get dropped off right at Canal Side.
Yeah, I was going to say Metro Rail seems to be maybe the easiest way to get down there.
Right. They've been working with us, and they're going to be running as many trains as they need to run. So I think that's the best way to get down there.
So if they need to put more trains on, they will?
They definitely will.
Okay. That's great. The parking that's around Templeton Landing, there's a big parking lot in that area. Is that going to be open?
That's privately owned. They will be charging for parking there. We have some of it. They've been gracious in their donation of parts of that. For us, there will be shuttle buses running out of there for the sail away patrons, the people that have bought tickets, which are now, I think, are almost totally sold out. So if you still want to go online and check, there may be a couple of tickets left for that. But we will be doing that to run people between that parking lot and the tip of Erie Basin Marina, where two of the schooners from Michigan are going to be sailing in and out.
Okay.
There some of those will be open for public parking, but most of the parking is in all the lots that normally handle hockey traffic.
The good thing is when the duck came, the duck showed up, but there wasn't all this planning. I mean, these people are planning this with military precision all over the place, and they've got brilliant volunteers, and it's all volunteer. We've always been volunteer. So there's a lot of planning. I think the duck just showed up, and it surprised everybody. This isn't a surprise. They're ready.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.